Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it is time for a 5-Minute Friday. So let's all stop the panic. Let's talk about coronavirus and 10 practical tips to avoid coronavirus without locking yourself inside. So I just want to remind you that we can all survive this, and we will primarily all do really well. 98% of us, there's a 98% recovery rate. But if you're trying to avoid getting infected, there's lots of things we can do to prevent coronavirus transmission. First of all, when you're touching elevator buttons, stop using your fingertips. Just stop. You need to use your knuckles, your elbow, your knee, anything else besides a fingertip. So pushing on pin codes, light switches, sink faucets, remember not to use your hands. If possible, use a knuckle or something else. Remember that you can always look for the automatic option when you go to hit a door. Try to get inside of a door, hit the automatic handicap button. That way we don't have to touch doorknobs, door handles, and grimy glass, you know, areas that are touched by thousands of hands. Pay attention to where you put your phone down. I'm a big fan of wiping my cell phone down every single day and even between patients because I just feel that it has a lot of potential for contamination. It's a fomite. A fomite is an object that helps to transmit microbes, and a fomite can be anything from your phone to your necktie to your white coat. Remember that you can use disinfecting wipes safely on your iPhones. You can use alcohol wipes actually safely on your iPhones. I've done it for years. And when you're at a restaurant or anywhere with a shared surface, lay your phone down on a napkin or in your lap or on a belt holder. Just remember, you don't want to set it down on a table where you're not sure what the surface is like. Remember to limit handshakes and hugs. It's definitely important to wash your hands if you forget and you handshake. We just don't know where everybody's hands have been. It's important to not hug. We're talking about keeping social distancing. So when someone comes at you for a hug, just give them a wave and just say, I'm not shaking right now due to coronavirus. And then next on our list, don't think about eating at areas where there's open bars, like no salad bar, no all-you-can-eat bar. It's just not worth it. People can be coughing, sneezing, and virus particles can be transmitted in the air. And people sometimes even touch food with their bare hands, and you don't know where their hands have been. So remember, please use hand sanitizer if you're going down a salad bar, and please think about maybe not using a salad bar. Do wash your hands every single time you get home. And I do this routinely because just the driving alone is germy. Your driving steering wheel has so much bacteria on it. You just have no idea. The cell phone and your steering wheel are among the two most highly contaminated objects that we touch. And wash your hands as soon as you get home. Wash your face. I recommend a saline rinse for your nose because we do breathe in particles all day long. The nasal hairs and the mucus in the nose are designed to trap this bacteria, but it's super important to give it a gentle flush or a wash right when you get home. I recommend when you're out and about carrying some napkins, wet wipes, facial tissue, and sanitizer in your purse. Just be prepared. I even have a little small mask in there. You don't have to necessarily have an N95 mask all the time, but any type of mask, any eye protection will help you from gross transmission of particulate stuff. The N95 or N99 masks that filter 95 to 99% of air particles out are the best, but even a regular surgical mask can do wonders. Also, think about bringing your own shopping bags. We don't want to use store bags. We don't want to use recontaminated bags. And remember that if you're grabbing produce and foods that are out there being handled and touched by other people, to be sure to wash things when you take them home. Lastly, try not to touch money. Money is very dirty, very, very dirty, and has no ability to be sterilized. So if you're handling cash, coins, if you work at a bank, remember that that's a vehicle for transmission. Remember that the incubation period for asymptomatic individuals can be as long as 14 days. So soap and water, lots of vitamin C, lots of rest and hydration. These are the things we can do in addition to these little quick measures to avoid transmission and protect our elderly, our immunocompromised, and our weak and our young. That's the most important thing. Those of us that right now are healthy and have a good immune system, even if we get sick, we'll be able to fight the infection. We are really doing this to help prevent the overload of ICU care that elderly and immunocompromised people will need. So that's it for now. I hope you guys will remember to stay beautiful, stay healthy, stay coronavirus free. Remember to not be panicked. Turn off the TV, read a book. This is all going to be settled down soon. And I want you guys to stay beautiful. That's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, someplace you can watch some distracting videos doing beautiful things with people's faces and talking about anti-aging and rejuvenation. Beauty by Dr. K, and that's D-R-K-A-Y. Love you guys.